Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your Picks Now update. They wanted their rent reduced. Instead, the 49ers will be paying more to play at Levi's Stadium. The city of Santa Clara and the team have been battling over the stadium for years. They've been in arbitration over a clause in the contract which allows for a rent reduction based on financial performance. Well, the arbitrator decided to raise the Niners' annual rent by $300,000 to a total of $24.7 million. Another milestone at San Francisco's new Salesforce Transit Center. For the first time, weekday commuters disembarking from AC Transit buses at the new Salesforce Transit Center. This first group arrived from the Fruitvale BART station early this morning. That transit center has been 8 years in the making, and with a price tag of $2.26 billion, it's about $500 million over budget, it will connect 11 transportation services.
This is a moment where we can actually exhale. This has been 8 years in the making, and anyone who has been here, anyone who will come here today, this is a phenomenal transit center. This pales in comparison. We don't believe that there's anything around the world that looks like this transit center.
One mode of transportation missing is high-speed rail. Right now, there's only a shell of a train station in the basement. Construction for that $4 billion project is expected to be complete in 2028 and will ultimately connect San Francisco in Silicon Valley. Today in West Sacramento, CHP officers gathered. They are remembering one of their own killed in the line of duty, Officer Kirk Griss. On Friday, Griss was killed in a crash on Interstate 80 in Fairfield. CHP says he had pulled over a Vallejo man when a pickup truck veered off the road, struck and killed both of them. We're told the driver of the pickup is cooperating with the investigation. Today, fellow officers held a ceremonial ringing of the memorial bell to honor Griss's end of watch.
Someone that's grown up on this department, been a member for 19 years, a valued member of the community, and who was also a very good motorcycle officer on top of it.
Griss served the Solano area CHP for 16 years after serving in the CHP's Contra Costa and Oakland offices. He's survived by his wife, Carrie, adult daughters, Katie and Casey, and 14-year-old son, Cole. More charges for the accused Golden State killer. Authorities have added yet another murder charge for what was believed to be his very first murder. Investigators now say evidence links Joseph DeAngelo as the suspect who killed Claude Snelling back in 1975. Police say the victim was shot while stopping the kidnapping of his 16-year-old daughter in Visalia. They say DeAngelo is also the so-called Visalia ransacker, the man accused of burglarizing more than 100 homes in that area about the same time Snelling was killed.
These crimes and the manner in which they were committed brought fear to this quiet community during the 18-month period in which the Visalia ransacker terrorized this city and at times was known to eat or prepare food in the victim's residences during his crimes.
Now this brings the total number of victims to 13. DeAngelo is accused of committing the murders during the 70s and 80s. DNA evidence led to his arrest in April, and he is due back in court next month. Now to an update on the largest wildfire in California history, the Mendocino Complex Fire, made up of the river and ranch fires. And in total, it's burned more than 340,000 acres. Over the weekend, new evacuations were ordered near Lake Pillsbury in Lake County. And from the fire lines down in Southern California, a heartwarming video of an exchange between this firefighter and the homeowner via a doorbell camera.
We're going to hang out here a little while longer before we move on, but your house is safe.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
We let nothing get into the house. The yard's a little blackened, but your house is perfect.
Last Thursday, Frank Grosso was given the good news about his home in Riverside County while he and his family were safely evacuated to Irvine. The Holy Fire has scorched more than 22,000 acres and is 52% contained. Currently, there's this man in custody who police say started that fire. And in Reading today, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue met with fire crews battling the Carr Fire. They discussed California's wildfire recovery efforts, as well as ways to prevent fires from spreading, including clearing dead brush and trees.
We're not talking about intensive logging operations. We're talking about grazing to restore the health of our forest, to remove the density, and remove the dead and dying trees.
The Carr Fire has burned more than 200,000 acres and killed 8 people, including a firefighter who died last Thursday. It is now 61% contained. And the Trump administration's new tariffs could cost California wildfire victims. According to one building association, the prices of lumber, drywall, nails, other key construction materials are rising, and that, of course, pushes up the cost of housing. An association official estimates the tariffs could raise the price of a new home in California by $20,000. The war of words between the president and a former advisor continues as Omarosa Manigault Newman calls President Trump a racist. She's admitted that she secretly recorded conversations, including the moment she was fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, I nobody even told me about it. Nobody.
Wow.
You know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
Well, the recording comes ahead of her new memoir called Unhinged and follows another secret recording she released, one with Chief of Staff Kelly firing her in the super secure White House Situation Room. Days after calling her a lowlife, the president then took to Twitter saying, "When General Kelly came on board, he told me she was a loser and nothing but problems. I told him to try working it out, if possible, because she only said great things about me until she got fired." A new AP report shows Google is tracking your movements, even when the location history is turned off. Many Google services on Android devices and iPhones store your location data. Critics say it stems from Google's drive to boost advertising revenue, and Google says it provides robust controls so people can turn them on or off and delete their histories at any time. Well, meet Wilhelmina Mamie Fulner. Last Sunday, she was so eager to greet the world, her parents had to pull over into the Napa County Sheriff's parking lot, and that's where she was born. The Sheriff's Office posted these photos on Facebook saying, "Wilhelmina has two very happy big brothers. Happy family. Congratulations." Back with another update top of the hour. Watch or listen to the updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com and we'll see you at the
boardwalk.